what was the size of the church when you arrived? Do you remember how many people there were here?
I would say about four or five families, I guess. Eh?
And were they all? You and Heppers were the only ones who were from the West, and the rest were of Mexican Mennonite background.
No, the Henry Epps were.
Also, the Henry Epps joined in as well right away.
Yes, they had not actually participated on working with this work, but seeing there was a need, they were ready to chip in right away.
They had been going to a GC church or something.
No, they went to the New Testament church for most of the time.
But not right away.
No, at first they were with us, our church, I don't know for how long.
Well, yeah, but they, see, when I don't know exactly when the Epps moved here, the same summer, I believe.
They moved here 2 months before we did. Oh. Approximately 2 months.
I see.
So they were helping Mr. Heppner at that time, at least.
Well, they had been helping too.
Yes.
I see.
But we didn't know that at the time that they had, that they were here already.
That's right.
Oh, and then you found out when you came.
Yes,
they were,
that they were
at the church.
Yes.
You made the connections then. Mm-hmm. And how long did they stay around then?
Well, they were here, I'd say a couple of years anyway, because they only left after the church was done. He felt led to go into a sort of an interdenominational thing, like what do you call it at that time? Christian Men's Association or something.
In the church?
You know, not a non-denominational.
Yes, with some kind of a. I don't remember what they call it. Sort of a Christian businessman association of some kind.
I see.
Where they would set up, what do they call it, Christian Hour Club, like at the New Testament Church, something like that, prayer breakfasts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he had in mind, at least at that time. I would say that was roughly in 72 or 73 that they left our church for that purpose.
And then they didn't ever come back to the church then either.
Yes, they did come back for a little while.
Oh.
And
but then they left again.
And then they moved to Kitchener. Right?
I see. Okay. And they've been working there among them. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well then, let's continue. You said about six families that were there when you were here, and aside from the Epps. They would have all been then originating in Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. They would be about, they would all be Olkania, basically, or were there others too?
Yes, they were all Olkania, yes, because there was...
Yeah, before they moved here, they were Olkania.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Like, were there no Sommerfelders or Tlayamaina?
No, not at that time. They were either from Durango or from Cuauhtémoc.
Yeah. Okay. You had both when you started.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what happened then when you came? What did you assume some kind of role in the church, or did you sort of slowly work in, or what?
Well, our the reason for our coming was mainly that we would just more or less chip in and help in Sunday school and whatever we could do, not knowing really what we were going to do, but it pretty soon ended up in the church board and well, that's where I've been ever since.
I see.
In fact, for the last 3 years, I guess, I've been church board chairman.
Okay. Who was it before then?
Church board chairman?
Yeah, who was church board chairman before you?
Well, Mr. Heppner was in the beginning.
Okay.
And then when the Gordon Browns moved, then he was for a while. And then it was decided that it need not be the pastor of the church. And, or was it It possibly happened when they moved that I became the church board chairman. I believe that's what it was.
When you moved to the new church? Or when...
Gordon Brown's left.
When Gordon Brown's left.
You were church board chairman before they left already?
No, I don't think so. No, because Gordon Brown always the kind of was the chairman at that time.
Okay, so you've had, just to clear something else up here, the Hefners were the first ones, then Browns came after that. Mm-hmm. When did they come? What year, do you know? Okay. Let's just settle something else first. After the Browns left, who came then?
Well, for a while there we were just...
Didn't have anybody.
No. Well, John Dreger moved in here, and he was filling... No, but even before that... I guess some of that we can go back.
You want to check in the minutes?
Or maybe we should.
Okay, regarding when Browns were leaving, you said when?
In August 1970.
August the 15th, well, shortly after that, they were, it might have been a few days.
This which year?
76.
76, okay. How many years were Browns here? Five?
Oh, I don't
go ahead and say it.
Did you say five?
Yes, they were here for 5 years.
Okay, that's
well,
fine.
Okay, if you know that, that's fine. I don't remember.
Okay, and then we have, in the meantime, you did without a pastor for a while until John Grieger. Now, John, when did John come on full time with the church?
Well, he was almost right away when he moved here.
He moved here shortly after Brown's left?
No, he moved that before that. You see, he was... did you say they got married in 76?
Who, the Readers?
The Readers?
Because no, November...
It must have been 75, because it's going to be 4 years now in October and November that they're married.
Okay, so November of 75, Dreger's got married.
Mm-hmm. And he was the young people's leader even before he got married, wasn't he? Because he moved here, he moved here just shortly before the wedding, didn't he? Out of Bible school, that's right. And then he took on the young people, and that following summer, the Browns decided to leave.
Right.
And John Dreger's filled in, and a number of the churches, the MB Church and also the
General Conference
Church filled in.